السلام عليكم. Imperfect knowledge they receive by that little knowledge, they advertise themselves as great minds. But they do not calculate that we are trying to see the stars and planets with powerful binoculars. That means our eyes are imperfect. And what is the guarantee that the instruments we are using, they are also perfect? Because that machine, that binocular is also made by a person who is imperfect. So what is the guarantee that by seeing through binocular or microscope, the conclusion arrives in this person? What is your answer? Your eyes are imperfect, that's a fact. Otherwise, why you are using binocular microscope? Eyes are imperfect. Originally, your eyes are imperfect. Now, eyes are an extension, it doesn't matter. Sense is sense. So you are manufacturing a machine, some instrument, by the same imperfect sense. So what is the guarantee that this machine, this binocular, if you see through the binocular, the knowledge is perfect? What is your answer?
Perfect knowledge not to be received in a perfect sense, but with the perfect sense can perfect knowledge be received.
Therefore, it should be concluded that the so-called scientists, astronomers, they are all imperfect. And they are partial scientists and lawyers. So we can challenge them. Yes. What is the guarantee that your knowledge is perfect? That is not. How this starts and moves. It all is imperfect. Simply put in some theory. They say all this darling theory, this theory, that theory. They are simply speculating on imperfect. And therefore, they are cheating. Because the body and soul has a tendency to cheat us. If one can cheat us, he sees himself as very intelligent. The body and soul, they commit mistakes. The illusion, the cheat, and their senses are imperfect. This is the four conditions. Therefore, if you receive knowledge from the cognizant source, there is no possibility of getting perfect knowledge. If by nature you are cheater, then how I can expect fair dealing? That is your lesson, that we cannot have any fair dealing with this cognizant source. Any preference. The whole world is full of conditions beneath the conditions under the control of the material nature. Tonight and last, there are different types of conditions, some of them are good conditions, so. Some of them are passionate conditions, so some of them are rascal conditions. Good conditions for me, it is that I have become very much learned and studied so many books. There is little goodness because he has studied, he has labored, but it still is conditions because he has a perfect vision. Mukta mind in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there in this time, as Mukta mind, that I have become now reversed, Marina, a self-complacent. Thinking that I
become
Nara. God. Is what is the message? I guess I'm not going to say Nara. Each one of them has become as good as Nara. Because Nara means Mukta. Nara. Para. Shankaracharya says Para. Para means evil. Para and apara. Apara means condition. The Narayana para of bhaktiya. Narayana is transcendental to the past and manifestation. He is above. So the Vayavadi philosopher, the thing that I have become now, a liberator, as good as Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavad says, no, you are simply thinking like it. You are a rascal. Bhagavad says, you are thinking that you have become now liberated, but you are a rascal. It's very learning, but it says rascal, but in a very sweet language. Vimukta manino, manina, you are contemplating. Why? So yes, janir vinyasa vimukta manina, taste is there. I am liberated, I am liar, why? How you call me, that's good. Yes, they were the case. Janir-vinyasa-bhukta-manya, tai-asra-bhava, visudhara-gaya, tai-asra-bhava. Still, they are not reached. The same as that you got it. Simply, impersonal idea. Self-compassion that I have become now, Narayan. So, this kind of knowledge, he is a Vishuddha, impure. Because the taste is, unless one comes to the point of understanding the personality of Godhead, the knowledge is imperfect. So they are impersonalists and falsely thinking themselves as Narayana. Therefore, we can immediately taste severely with us. Your commands, Sariyatta Bhava, Vishuddha Buddha, no, he has undergone so much hostility, fell and fell for life. I remember Machari, then I took some that. Followed the rules and regulations very strictly. Are you still a rascal? Yes, you are rascal. Don't make sound. Directly. Still a rascal? Yes, you are rascal. Why? I will check it, you know, because the symptoms are there that you are an asshole. You have to understand by the symptoms. What is that symptom? Because he left this world. This world is false. Brahma is truth. Then why you are coming again, this false world? To open hospitals, schools, philosophy, humanitarian, all this nonsense, why you are accepting? It is false, and if you are in full knowledge, then why you are coming to the false platform? Therefore you are accepting. You rejected this world as false, then why you are coming down again to the false platform? That is your thing. That means your conclusion was wrong. The conclusion was wrong. Just like Vivekananda. And many others now present and presently. There is one. Karapatri. Karapatri, Vivekananda was actually not telling. He had no knowledge. But the Karapatri is actually a very learned man. He has studied all the Vedas. But still, because he did not worship the lotus feet of the Lord, he is also proving himself. He is now in politics. He has got a political party, Ramaraja party, and nobody cares for him. He feels like a sovereign in bed. Well, he still, but he is so learned. Anywhere you go and read scriptures and data, it can give very good reference and very nicely explain, but the conclusion is done. Conclusion is done means, again, he has come to the philanthropy world. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Amsa Krishna, although they have undergone great hostility, penance, realize to some extent the Supreme Absolute Truth. Mahapatantiyadha. The very example is like the so-called scientists, Russians and Americans, for so many years they tried to go to the moon planet, nearest planet, Earth, and there is no shelter. Actually, I do not know that they have gone. But why are they coming there? Let them remain there, construct house there, there is everything. If there is no such possibility, why is their space going there? Practically, it is full of dust only. Why is their space going to see the dust every time? Many of you are spending so much money and going to the moon planet and touching Rama's flag is on the dust and go back with little pebbles. This moon reaching day, holiday, Nishan, another aspect. What is that? That's so much endeavor, trying to go to the moon planet, they are sailing. And what to speak of another planet? What to speak of the Brahma Lok, Tapa Lok, you know, they are there. We are seeing every day at night. There is so, who is going there? The nearest plan, it is about 200,000 miles. I think it is so far here, the moon planet, so they cannot go. And what to speak of another planet? There are many, cannot calculate how far they are. But we see every night they are. What has knowledge that? That is my point. And he says that when you are scientist, they are so fool and that scared. He says they are personal, a scientist, big man, learned man. No, none of them. This is our challenge. And who is that? Learning is bad thing. Learning is Krishna. We have to take knowledge from bad. Bad. That said is learning. What learning can other? How? But that is explained in our word. Okay, Chola. Bhakti Yogi. Malati. Because he has adopted Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti yogena manasi samma pranihite amana. Bhakti yogena. By practice of bhakti yoga, one's mind and intellect become clean, dark, without any dark. It's like the mirror. If it is without any dark, it is clean. Here, you can see everything rightly, your face. Even in the spots in the face, everything, kana tapana. Very nicely reflected. So, bhakti yogena, by practicing this bhakti yoga, one becomes clear in consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness. Then, everything comes. Now, suppose, personally, myself, we are challenging, we are calling them by name, Rastel, but, I am not a scientist. I never studied astronomy, astrology, or anything, but why I am challenging? But I am challenging on the words of superior. I am confident that the words spoken by Vasudeva Krishna are perfect. Therefore, they are perfect. Because their statement do not corroborate. You can understand. That is our advantage. Bhakti yoga. If we practice bhakti yoga, Yasodevi Parah Bhakti Yathadevi Tatha Guru, if one has unceasing faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and in his spiritual master, Devi, Devi means discipline law, and Guru also, the spiritual master. A person who has got complete faith in these two personalities, Guru and Krishna, then the facility will be that all the real teachers will be manifest automatically. Even though he is not very learned. The first part of the whole knowledge will be revealed from within. Because Krishna is within. And the spiritual master is without. So both of them will help. Students are going so many places in the school, colleges, universities. They are right. How they are speaking so nice? Because they have got unflinching faith. And Krishna and spiritual master. They are not from learning, they are not gone to the college and learn so many things as the materialistic students do. But on this account, bhakti yogena, manasi, Vasudeva also did like that. He became so great Because he has accepted Bhakti Yoga Vaidhi, order of the spiritual master Narada. Before that, he wrote so many books, Puranas and others. He was not satisfied. And Narada said that he cannot be satisfied by describing so many material things. He tried to describe the glories of the Lord. So, after his instruction, Bhakti Yogi, no? By practicing Bhakti Yogi, no? Manasi, unto the mind. When he says, mind becomes subtle, intelligent, right intelligence, care, everything becomes amal. Amal means without any material contamination. Then he saw apasat-purusam-purvam. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also mind. More things. So those who are in devotional service, they have got two things. They can see what is Maya and what is Krishna. That is perspective. And then he can understand how this world is going on, how Krishna is working, everything becomes real. Bhakti Yoga is so powerful. Otherwise, what qualification he has got in comparison, there are MA, PhD, PhD, and so on and so on. But still, they cannot catch the right point. That's why Dr. Stahl in Berkeley University, he talked with me as a class physical science. So we can challenge like that. That's why we are discussing so many philosophers. So, Bhakti Yoga is so nice, so you execute Bhakti Yoga very nicely. And then you become the strongest learned man in the world. Really fine. Bhakti Yoga, you know, when you see some luck when you see the same place. Shapurusampurvam mayam tajatapatrayam jayasanamahitajiva atmanam sivanatmakam Manute anarcham tattutansha avipasthati anartha vatanam shakat sati yugam asuttaji lokasya ajanata vidya sakri thasata santa. So what the yogi so far? Executed properly, very simple method. Then you become the most learned man in the world. Even without going through the books, they will be revealed. Krishna will be revealed. Krishna is Sannadana, Sarada, Krishna, Panna, Savana, Kirtana, you become purified. By hearing the glories of the Lord, Krishna. Panna, Savana, Kirtana, Savana, the dirty things, speech, whose obstacles in and pure understanding, they are removed. They're washed up. In the room is dirty. There is possibility. That's why I ask you. Keep clean. Your bedding, your clothes, your room. Otherwise, you'll suffer. Because I see Ajahnji, Dee, there, you suffer. Because you're not clean. If you remain clean, then they will notice it. If you remain clean, you eat properly, don't eat more, don't eat less, they will notice it. No doctor. That's a fact. But you do not know cleanliness, although you are. That is because your cleanliness is like a machine. Without machine, you cannot speak. Why not this? Don't speak, you said this not. If in India, machine is not available, you cannot be clean. Keep everything clean. You can feel, play, tea, hand, feet, use sufficient water. There is no and bring it down. God intends to be small. And the being inside and outside, inside being, simply just about that. All is thinking of this. The inside being and outside, that is also required. We cannot neglect. Because outside unclean means inside also you'll be unclean. If you keep both sides clean, then it's healthy inside and outside. Sannatam sabata krishna sannat sarana kisana parishtanta kya avadrāṁ. Avadrāṁ are inauspicious things. That is clean, that is what. To become sacred means he must be sushi. Sattva, kama, dhamma, shauta. Shauta. He must be very clean. That is normal. Not simply having a sacred trait. Oh, I see me sacred trait, sacred trait, sacred trait. You have got sacred trait, that is that immediate. But what is your shauta? Cleanliness. The Brahmin saying Suchi, you are always clean. Everyone will see, or he will immediately see how clean he is. What is the difference? God has given service and water. And for cleanliness, you simply require water, that's all. No antiseptic bottle. Get all these, that's all I mean. You are manufacturing so many that's still there, but anti. But by God's arrangement, by Krishna's arrangement, simple.